Once upon a time, in a faraway land called World of Vila, there lived a princess named Katarina. She loved unicorns and the sound of electric guitars, a prima ballerina, but a badass rock chick at heart. Equipped with creativity, kindness, and wit, she went through fun times, burnout, and shit. She dressed in pastel pink, and the deepest black, was as idealistic as she was sarcastic. Sorry, that had to rhyme. Her hair was like ebony, with streaks of gray. Many, many of them. But that's okay. Her lips were red when she put lipstick on. Her skin so white, it reflected the sun, literally like in those Twilight movies. She loved art, music, stories, and aesthetics, but also the science of personalities and analytics. So she started wondering who she was and took the most reliable personality test the internet had to offer. And hereby, I welcome you to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. And before I actually jump into personality tests and tell you exactly which ones I'm going to take today, here's a little backstory on the title of this episode. Last time we already talked about how my life and myself are full of contrasts and what looks like contradictions. So yeah, Princess K, or badass Princess K, is kind of just another expression of that, I guess. Princess is a running gag between my mom and I. 10 years ago, when I was still in school, she called me Her Majesty. And also every time I called her, it would show up on her phone. So it always said Katarina Majesty. And Princess K is actually my name on Netflix. And yeah, I also use it as some sort of alter ego when I write things that are hopefully a little bit poetic and sarcastic. Sometimes that's music. Sometimes those are poems. It's safe to say that I'm not a typical girly girl at all. But in some regards, I am a true princess. So yeah. Today, I am taking the ultimate, most reliable, and scientifically validated personality tests there are in order to find out about Princess K's true nature. And I'm actually taking 3 tests just to make sure and to make the results as reliable as we possibly can. And I'm sure now you're wondering what the tests are called. Well, brace yourself. They're actually called, Which Disney Princess Are You? The ultimate question of my life. I am hoping for Belle or Ariel, to be honest, or Elsa. That would also be really cool, but we'll see. I'm completely open, and yeah, I just want to know. I have to know. And yeah, by now you should know that I love fairy tales and I am a freak for Disney. I love all things that are very coherent and concise, and the MCU or Disney World, wow, they just give me goosebumps because every detail fits, everything's perfectly thought through, and that's just, I don't know. I'm a freak for stuff like that. I just love it. Yeah, but you also know I'm into psychology. I love personality tests. I love analyzing people. And so I thought this is just perfect. So let's begin. All right, so the first test I'm taking is actually on allmydisney.com. So I think that's the OG one. All right, so we'll jump straight into the first question. My favorite weekend activity. Okay, the options are curling up with a book, exploring a farmer's market, cooking, putting my feet up, anything outside, a walk in the woods, alone time, hanging with friends. I would love to say putting my feet up, but to be honest, that's not realistic because I do stuff 24/7 and I don't care if it's the weekend or not. Realistically speaking, because that's my favorite activity at all times, it's alone time. So I'm going to go for that one. Alrighty, so the animal who will lead my inevitable royal parade is... There are many options that appeal to me. The ones I find the most interesting are tiger, dragon, and owl. I'm actually gonna go with the tiger, because I feel wild. Okay, so the most important quality I look for in a prince. Oh, that's an important one. Wow, okay, that's a tough one. I'm gonna read you all the options. So, charm, kindness, dreaminess, humor, honor, personality, smolder, and I don't need a prince. I kind of agree with all of them. Especially the last one. I don't need a prince, but I want a prince. And I think that's the difference. All right, so I have to be very strategic about that one. I would say humor is a big one. That's really important. But so is kindness. And I would say I'm going to go with personality because I want someone who just knows who he is. And I think that all other aspects are linked to that. So I'm going to go with personality. Which of these outfit elements are you most likely to wear? Well, there's one option that just jumps straight into my face, and that's sweats. I would love to go for glass slippers. Oh, wow. I would really love to do that, but I don't wear dresses. I don't wear skirts. I don't wear heels as of late, so sweats it is. Lockdown for the win. My favorite place to burst into a song is... If you've seen that one lockdown reel, you'd know it's my car. well, it's not my car, but my parents' car. The best answer is my room. That's the most realistic one. Okay, my favorite hairstyle is... It says a stylish bob. I had a bob and I liked that. Don't know if it was stylish, but I liked my hair short. But at the moment, it's either practical or long. Really long. And since I'm growing my hair, I'm gonna go with the long one. Okay, someday I want to be... The first option is a baker. What? Yeah, I've always dreamed of that. Although I like baking, but no. Okay, the others are more interesting. A business owner, a fashion designer, a singer, a writer, a CEO. Those are my favorite options. I'm gonna have to go with the business owner because I think that all other aspects are included in that. Okay. In one word, my style is... I'm gonna read you the options. Fun, classic, timeless, retro, bohemian, vintage, functional, or colorful. I don't think that any of those apply, so I'm just gonna go with fun. It's the best answer. Okay, I live in a castle, cottage, small town, big city, apartment, tower, treehouse, or mansion. I would love to be able to say castle because, I mean, I'm a princess at heart, so... But I'm gonna go for the big city because I do. It's 4 p.m. and, whoa, it's like literally 2 minutes before 4. Wow. Okay. It's 4 p.m. That means it's time to... The options are kind of like, I don't know. Okay. I would like to say hit the gym. I don't go to the gym. And even if you exclude that lockdown thing, I never had a gym membership, although I wanted to. But I like to work out in the afternoon. Well, on the other hand, see what my friends are up to or take a stroll. I would have to say take a stroll. I'm not social at all. Okay, my favorite color out of the following is, and there are really boring options, green, blue, yellow, orange, and red. Definitely blue. And that's the last question, so let's see. What? You're jasmine. Okay, it says, you're driven, energetic, and compassionate. You want to see the world and go on as many adventures as possible. We know you are destined for great things. Wow, thank you, Disney. Thanks for believing in me. Okay, didn't expect that one at all. It's probably just because I picked blue as my favorite color. I don't know. Okay, well, that was number one. Let's jump to the next one, which is on BuzzFeed. Okay, what is your favorite Disney movie? Good question. There are a lot of ones, but I would go for... Ugh, the options are really, really bad. I would go for The Sword and the Stone out of those here. Okay, secretly you think your enemies are envious of. Seriously, I don't think I have enemies, and I don't want to think in terms of that, so... Oh, I don't have enemies. Perfect answer. What are you most scared of? Pop quiz. kind of true, to be honest. There's also scissors. okay. Walmart. Oh, wow. Global warming. Being alone. I'm definitely not afraid of being alone. I love it. Standing still. No, I'm the most patient person ever. Okay, I'm gonna go for pop quiz. Seriously. I don't like when things are unpredictable, so definitely pop quizzes. Okay. What do you look for in a soulmate? The options are loyalty, steadiness, passion, bravery, kindness, beauty, humor, a sense of adventure, and wealth. I'd say kind of all of them, although there are some that are more important than others. I'd say loyalty, kindness, and humor are top of my list, and this time I'm gonna go for humor for sure. Choose a talking animal. Animals can't talk. No, of course they can. I'm gonna go with a phoenix. Shout out to one of my best friends. You know who you are. What do you like to do with your time off? Not go camping. No, I need a toilet, I need a shower, I need a bed, and I need a fridge. Definitely. What was the question? What do you like to do with your time off? There's one option that says I'm always working. Kind of true. I'm always either working on something or procrastinating. But I would say get together with my family. What is the secret to true love? Oh, there are a lot of secrets, I think. I'm the worst person to ask this, honestly. I'm a lifetime single and I'm not mad about it, but the secret to true love, communication, definitely. You have to be able to talk about anything and everything. Where do you like to have your first date? Movie theater is a good one. A park is kind of realistic at the moment. Museum would also be nice, but... Oh, movies or park. You know what? I'm gonna go for the park. I like it. And it's always good if you can, like, walk and talk. So, oh, cool. Pick an artist. There are musicians listed here. Well, after the last episode, I'm gonna have to say Katy Perry. And this might actually be the best option. No, Katy Perry or Imagine Dragons. I don't know. I think I'm going to go for Katy Perry because I like that she's so versatile and we share the same first name. So, Katy, I'm a fan. Okay, what is happily ever after? Having good friends, in finding my equal, in achieving my dreams, in a job I love, in a caring relationship, in a castle, in finding inner peace. I'm not sure, but it isn't what is happening now. Wow, that's a dark one. The adventure continues. No, definitely in achieving my dreams, because everything else falls into that too. Okay, so the result. What's going on here? I don't get it. I'm Milan. Outgoing and vivacious. You are considered the sporty one in your group. However, athletics are not the sum total of who you are, as you have a keen interest in the world around you. What? I'm not outgoing at all. Well, kind of becoming more outgoing, to be honest, but what? No, sorry. BuzzFeed, you disappointed me. I'm definitely not impressed. And so my last hope is actually Brainfall. So I'm on the Brainfall website and, oh, wow, okay. First question. You always tell. What? You always tell a lie if it means sneaking out in the night to meet a friend. No, I've never done that. whatever it takes to get what I want. The twisted truth, what kind of options are those? Are you kidding me? Okay, there are two options that actually say you always tell the truth, correct? Okay, so one is you always tell the truth. I would never dream of telling anything else. Or the truth, even if other people don't like it. I don't know. I'm becoming more direct and open. I'm going to say the truth. I would never dream of telling anything else. Seriously. Always be honest. What's your greatest fear? Your significant other is better looking than you. No, probably your family not being there for you. I love my family. How's your relationship with your parents? Oh. I'm definitely not their favorite. These are really dark. I should actually just go for all those bullshit answers, but I'm kind of inclined to answer them quite honestly and sincerely. So I need to live my own life. I'm actually very sheltered, so I think, yeah, I'm on my best way to doing that. Okay. You are beautiful and love to look at the mirror and enhance your looks. You use... This is literally a makeup ad because they listed different brands. So they said you use L'Oreal, Revlon, CoverGirl, or Maybelline. I'm gonna go for the last one. I don't use makeup. I prefer the natural look. I have like 5 makeup products and that's it. What kind of guy or girl do you like? Okay, so someone adventurous, definitely, a little bit at least. Someone to try new things with, also. Someone who will fight for me. No, he doesn't have to fight for me, but he should really know what he wants in life. Someone to make my dreams come true. Nope, I want to make my own dreams come true. But I'm gonna go with someone tough, but with a soft side. I hope that I am also like that. So, which job is the most appealing? Definitely not housewife. If that's like your dream job, I get it, but nope, definitely not. Mine would be librarian, to be honest. I love books most of the time. Where would you go on your dream vacation? SeaWorld? No. Wherever my boyfriend wants to go? No, I definitely want to have a say in that as well. So I'm gonna go with somewhere I've never been before. How do you spend your Friday nights? Sneaking away from home? Totally. Reading a book, cleaning my room, heading out of town for the weekend, chatting with my friends. Realistically speaking, reading a book, probably. It should say watching a movie, but I'm gonna go with a book. Okay, what's your worst quality? I don't speak my mind. I'm very curious. That's true, but I don't see how that is a bad quality. I'm stubborn. I'm too trusting. I'm too sheltered. Yep, I think I'm too sheltered, if I'm being completely honest. Okay. What is your best quality? My inner strength, my innocence, my rebelliousness, I see inner beauty, my loyalty. I actually hope that kind of all of them are kind of true, but I would say my inner strength. In German, there is a saying, harte Schale, weicher Kern, so hard shell, soft core. That sounds very wrong, but I think for me, it's the other way around. I'm like physically extremely sensitive and fragile, but I do think I'm strong when it comes to my inner world. So I'm going to go with that one. And that's the last question. So fingers crossed for a good result. You are Belle. Yes, that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted all along. Awesome. You are strong, deep, and you are not a slave to petty superficial things. You are independent and allow yourself to see inner beauty without sacrificing your values. You are almost too good of a person. I don't know about the last part, but everything else, I agree. So totally recommend the brain fog quiz. Skip the other ones. They just give you bullshit answers. yep. Thank you, brain fog. You saved the day. Great. So I think now I definitely know what kind of Disney princess I am. Kind of a little bit of everything. Adventurous, apparently. Outgoing, sporty, and deep and not superficial. Don't know if that's really correct, but maybe that's totally true for Princess K. All right, well, thanks for tuning in again. I really hope you liked this episode. It was a lot of fun. It's actually snowing outside, and I'm wearing a very fitting headpiece made up of snowflakes and a Disney sweater, so I definitely also got in the mood for this. If you want to see visual content that goes with my podcast episodes, you can check my Instagram account. And other than that, I'm going to catch you next time. Stay healthy, stay positive, and I'm thinking of something smart to say that has to do with Disney. But I just think of that jingle thing at the beginning when the castle is enlightened. Oh yeah, there's a Disney quote that I really like. If you can dream it, you can do it.